Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, howdy. Yes. So what I
Oh,
did,
yeah.
I did something different. I decided to use my MacBook as well. And hope that works or hope that helps. Why the freak is Evan just like
Yeah, I decided to not use my MacBook, and I'm now just using the phone and only using my headphones. I use the AirPods.
Okay. Let's see how it goes.
I don't know why I've been taking so long, but
It was he always thinking.
I added some lines to a curtains to my
there we go.
my window, and I added some little black strings to the door that can't close because my bed's too big.
Okay.
Which just tells you how big my bedroom is.
Okay. That's awesome. I prefer it.
I watched the Spider-Man movie. It was actually amazing. It was freaking good. Like, wow, that was freaking actually so much better than the first one, and everything about it was so much better than the first one.
Okay, awesome.
Have you watched it?
No, the only movie I watched recently was Barbie, but
I wish everyone was in here to hear that.
No, I'm just gonna have seen it. Have you seen any movies recently? There.
Yeah, it's, I wonder what it's like being an Evan Dentson. Or should I say an Evan Dentson? How we have like one viewer, and that one viewer is me, possibly you sometimes. So I was thinking about, like, you know, how podcasts are, and how videos are, and how anything on the internet is, where people, you know, sometimes promote their videos rather for advertisement, or my theory for views in the first place, where these people who suddenly get famous out of nowhere, where you're like, how did they even get this much views for this stupid freaking video? I think they promoted the video. They paid, let's just say they paid $500, maybe $1,000. Maybe some people can afford $2,000 to promote their video to get a free, say, 500,000 views, just to get the ball rolling. So I was like, wait a minute. Now that I have an income now, where I have money I can just spend for nothing, I was like, maybe I'll spend like maybe $100, maybe 200, not 500, not 12,000, but maybe 100 or something, to promote the podcast or maybe promote a video, just to test it out to see how many views I can get from just some bull crap like that.
I like it.
Because
I like
even,
it.
Like, say, with you, with your music, maybe you should promote everything. Everyone should just promote. Because, you know, Google owns the internet, basically. Google owns everything. So if you use their things to promote, or whatever app has a promotion thing, or is a popular app, let's say TikTok. You have a TikTok video, you want to get a bunch of views, so you just promote it. You spend $200 just to get how many views? Just to get, say, 500,000 views. Just to get the ball rolling. Or if you really want a good push, you know, you spend more. Let's say you have that free money to spend $2,000 freaking dollars. You can spend $2,000 and get, like, I don't know, 500,000 views just to get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a
so
good
that's
idea.
My theory of mine. I think all these people who go viral for no reason, they do that. They, like, get the ball rolling with those promotions. And then once you're big enough where you actually have fans who will just watch for the free, then you stop promoting your videos because, of course, that's expensive.
I like the idea. I'm calling Evan. Give me one moment.
Yeah, screw Evan.
This bastard's going to answer. If he's in the bathroom, I swear to God. Oh, he's not. Doesn't sound like he's going to answer.
Oh,
you know I can hear you, right?
Evan, join.
It's not working. You know I can hear you, right? I can hear it.
No, we cannot hear you. You're not even listed.
You know that I said, you know, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know you can hear me because
wait,
we're
how
on the
can
phone
you hear
together.
Me? Oh,
no, because I can hear you over the podcast. I'm in here.
You're not listed.
Well, it's not working.
Leave
well,
and join
leave me. And come back, you fool. Did you hear me?
Did you hear Jabari?
I'm really trying hard not to.
This is why I love Evan, bro. I love you, Evan.
I love you too.
pretty gay, but you know, nothing
how
I can say about that.
Gay? How is that pretty gay?
It's pretty gay. I'm just gonna say.
See, this is exactly what's wrong with the black community. We cannot even express.
Hey, did you watch Moonlight? Did you watch Moonlight? Damn, would you shut your mouth? You shut your mouth unless you watch Moonlight.
No, we cannot bring.
No,
up the
you
movie
can shut your mouth until you watch.
No, last time you brought up that movie,
that's
we
true.
Stopped being friends.
That's true.
Like, so you guys cannot talk about Moonlight at all. Y'all stopped being friends, and I was caught in the middle of it. I was actually on a date while you guys were arguing over Moonlight, and like my date was like, "Your phone's blowing up. Is that another?" She was like, "Is that another girl?" Like, she didn't finish her sentence, but she was like trying to ask if that was another girl. I was like,
"What?
No,
who asked friend. That on a date?" Yeah, actually, we just made you Dr. Bullet, so you owe us an apology. Actually,
No. We stayed together for a while, but I was like, "No, it's just my friends." And then she's like, "Oh, everything okay?" And I was like, "I really don't know." So this is actually normal. She's like, "Okay, cool. Just making sure everything's good." I was like, "Yeah." So I looked at the phone. And I see you two arguing. And I said, hold on. I literally paused the date so I could chime in. And then I put my phone down and I was like, okay, so what were we saying? I felt so bad.
Yeah, it's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
What do you mean it's not working?
You want me to record it for you?
Yeah, no mind.
Oh, I like that music.
Yeah, it's Moonlight.
How the heck does this steam oven work? What the heck?
Bro, it sounds like you're going through it all over again.
I'm just trying to cook some chicken wings. Some frozen store chicken wings. Not even the real chicken wings. I'm just trying to get, like, you know, those ones that you cook in a freaking microwave.
It's the same thing I said last time.
Damn, so this dude really is gay.
Is that a problem? Hello?
The dude in Moonlight. Like, I've never seen the movie. I just remember the conversation you two had.
Yeah, it's one of the best movies of all time. I wouldn't say all time, but it's a good movie.
Jabari, you're the one that complained about the ending.
What? No, the heck I did
it. No, I'm sorry. It was Evan that complained about the ending. Never mind, I'm sorry. Something about, like, a gay relationship or whatever, and you just hate how they censored around it?
No, Evan hated how they made the black community gay. Because he thought it would affect our mentality or some bullcrap.
No, that's not it. I was saying like how they're trying to push an agenda. That's why.
Yeah, that's literally what I just said. That's literally what I just said.
Well, actually, hold on.
Wait, but this we can't even hear. We're not even like Evan's not even in the podcast right now. The people listening are listening to like Evan through your mic.
Yeah, no, I was about to say this can actually work. Because Evan can hear you, I can hear you, we can both hear Evan. This will work. Okay, guys. So, Jabari, what's today's topic?
Evan's going to need to be louder then.
What?
Huh? Evan's going to need to be a little bit louder.
Hold on, I can just bring him closer to the mic. All
right, thank you.
There you go.
How the heck does this thing work? I'm about to probably... This is... probably gonna go so wrong. I don't know how this water thing works.
What'd you say, Evan?
I need to call my mom.
You can call your mom, just call me back.
No, it's okay.
Damn.
What? Hey.
What?
Because you said, oh, I need to call my mom. And we're like, well, go ahead and call your mom and call us back. And you're like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, no, I can call her later. I don't have to call her like immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jabari, how's it going?
I'm trying to cook some frozen chicken wings, using a steam oven, but
That's right. So, Evan, what's new with you, my friend?
Okay.
Not much, man. I'm just preparing to go to this event.
So we got to brief the viewers and the listeners, man. So, Evan is now at Howard University. He's a, what's the mascot, Marlin?
Bison?
Ooh. Oh, I was way off.
Yeah.
Okay, so Evan is officially a bison.
Could you imagine someone having a marlin as their freaking mascot? What is wrong with you?
No, the reason I say this is because I've actually seen a mascot recently, like as a marlin. I just can't remember which school it was.
Harry Potter?
Nope. But anyways, so yeah, Evan's now at Howard, which is awesome.
You know what I just realized?
Yes.
Evan, you sent us, Jabari and I, an invitation to come to your homecoming. Jabari's all the way in Hong Kong.
Okay. What's your point?
So, like, I just want to make sure Jabari is aware of our expectations. So, you, not just you, but both me and you expect Jabari to leave Hong Kong in October to come to your homecoming, right?
I mean, if he can make it, if he can't, that's fine.
He's going to make it. He has no other choice. He's miserable there anyways. So,
please don't start this again.
Okay, so what were we going to talk about? There's something we...
Wait. Let me go back to the thing, because we talked about it. Okay, so cool. Hear me out. Okay. This is... I just looked it up. We're talking about how Kishimoto and his freaking assistant ruined the legacy of Naruto.
The endless pursuit of money. Yeah.
And Evan supports it.
There is no... I refuse to believe he actually supports it. I refuse.
You guys are getting upset about it.
You don't see why we're getting upset about it, Evan?
I said I'm just trolling you guys because I find that because you guys were getting upset
about it. Oh, okay, okay, okay. You were not trolling with the one thing, though, and you know it. About Sarada and Boruto?
Well, yeah, that too. Partly.
So you really want to see Sarada and Boruto?
No, dude. I'm just joking.
No, Evan. It's okay. It's okay because if there is one with Shigo from Kim Possible.
What?
Nothing. Jabari, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you now. Don't go too far away from your phone. You have about 10 feet worth of latency.
What the heck is that?
I mean,
was?
Not latency. Huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no.
Jabari fucked it up.
Okay. Hello. 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 Hello.
Evan,
hello.
You and I just need to start our own podcast. This is going to be efficient, unlike this.
No. It's good. It's good. It's good. Hello. Hello.
Okay. We're here.
I'm trying to cook some chicken. Some frozen, easy snack, spicy chicken middle wing,
apparently
which is the best
easy.
Part of the wing.
Why don't you
the
just...
Best, wait a minute. Which is the best part of the wing? Are you a wing guy? Are you a middle guy? Are you... is there any other type of wing?
So... I actually like chicken.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. My favorite part... of the wing itself, like an actual chicken wing. Now, when you say chicken wing, do you mean like...
Is there any other type of chicken wing? Hello?
No. Technically, there actually is, if you think about it. Because there are actual wings, and then there are just straight flats.
Are you insane?
What, Jabari?
The flats are part of the wing.
I know, but like when some people say wing, they mean flats only. Other people mean flat plus actual wing. I'm trying to ask you, which part are you talking about?
What every part of the wing? What other part is there? Wait. So let's say I get some chicken wings. There's the flat. Is that the round one? Is that actually a leg?
No, a flat is like...
No, I'm talking about the other part. The other one.
Oh, so you mean like the leg?
Wait, is that actually a leg?
Oh, you mean the part attached to the flat.
Wait. I'm confused.
I know.
Wait, so you're telling me there are three parts of the chicken then? There's the flat, there's the other part of the wing, and then there's the chicken leg.
But you're also forgetting the breast and the thigh.
I did not realize these are all parts. Wait a minute.
Oh
wait,
my
wait,
goodness, Evan.
Wait.
Do you hear this?
Wait.
Evan, do you hear this? Evan! You cannot say what with an attitude. You have not been responding.
Man, he's acting like Payment Pat right now.
What's up,
bro? Evan's trying to get an attitude and he's not even paying attention.
I love you.
So much like a black person. Hey, so Jabari and I were over here talking about like chicken, like our favorite part of the chicken. Mm-hmm. He tried to get smart with me, but then he realized that there is more than two parts of a chicken. Because he thought it was just like the flat and the leg. I told him there's like the flat, the leg, the actual wing, the breast, and the thigh.
All parts of chicken. I mean, I knew, of course, the chicken breasts. I mean, I would be insane to not know what a chicken breast was, but I did not realize there's even more parts than that. There's the breast.
There's a testicle. The ham. There's so much.
The thigh, the leg quarter, drum. Bart, wait,
I mean, did you hear?
There's
what I
a said? Difference between a humstick and a drum. I think we all heard what you said, but you know, unlike Evan, I chose to ignore it. I chose to, but you know, Evan just, you know.
Okay. Sadly, no. Chose. What are you saying about Evan again? I want him to hear what you're saying about him.
Wait, hello.
Yeah.
I think we broke up, so I'm going to continue what I was saying. I think there's the breast, the drumstick, the ham. So then it's the ham that we're used to then. Right?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to get your passport?
I would say maybe about half a year.
Really?
I think so. Because I remember I signed up for everything. Wait, I don't know, actually. Actually, I don't know. Because I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I'm thinking of my visa.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not know how long. That was a long time ago. You can keep the same password for like 15 years.
Don't worry about it.
What, you trying to go to Hong Kong? Huh?
I actually do want to come visit you while you're there for this next year and a half or whatever.
You know what's crazy?
What?
I got a job offer from another company just recently in America.
Seriously?
Yup. And they want to be so late because I applied to them back in like freaking March or something.
Well, do they pay more than the current one?
Obviously, every job pays more than this current one.
Okay, so let me Google if you still have to pay your lease if you just leave the country. If you have an...
I mean, I already sent them an email saying I'm here, though.
No, you can rescind it and say, hey, man.
Oh, actually, I decided to leave.
does this job offer still stand?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is bad. Oh, no. Oh, I didn't clean this. Oh, that's nasty. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's what's happened. This thing has not been cleaned since I freaking... Yeah, it's actually insane. This, I mean, I don't want to talk too much, actually, because this is recorded. So, yeah, you thought you were going to cancel me. Not today. Or, like, you know, ruin my job opportunities.
Actually, no. You can really just talk to your apartment complex and say, hey, man, I gotta go back to America.
I mean, I still signed the lease, though.
Yeah, you still signed the lease, but you say, hey, I really have to go back to America, blah, blah, blah. I can't do this anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But just be like, hey, I have to go back home. I can no longer live in Hong Kong. Family emergency, blah, blah, blah. How do I go about whatever?
And they're going to be like, we don't care. You're going to stay here.
And the next thing you know, I appear. You're safe with me.
The next thing I know, you get shot 5 times. And then everyone just goes back to talking like nothing even happened.
What did you say, Evan?
Oh, I found it. Oh, I was about to be so pissed.
What were you looking for? I didn't even know you were looking for anything.
Yeah, oh, my shirt. I found it.
What? I'm just going to let that go. I'm just going to let it go.
What?
We could just continue on what we were talking about. I'm going to choose to let it go.
What?
Evan. This is your captain speaking.
What the heck? You sound like Meat Canyon.
Who?
You never seen Meat Canyon? You never seen those weird animations?
No.
Look up Meat Canyon, bro.
I don't think I want to by the name. Oh no, Evan, don't ever suggest me look up anything else.
Why?
Because Meat Canyon looks weird. Jabari, have you ever heard of Meat Canyon?
No, of course I haven't heard of Meat Canyon.
I said I didn't know, and then I Googled it and I saw pictures. I'm like, yeah, I'm not looking more into this. Evan.
What's up?
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Jabari, this goes for you also, okay?
Okay.
If you could live in any anime universe, not as a main character, not as a side character, but just as another character,
like yourself in this universe, what universe would it be?
Dragon Ball, because I can use the Dragon Balls to wish for anything to exist. Like, so I can use the Dragon Balls to wish the Naruto universe existed.
But or... what if
some of the Wait, say that question all over again. Say that question all Say that question all over.
Okay, Evan, hold on. Let me repeat. Let me repeat it for Jabari, and then you and I are going to talk about this. Okay.
Okay.
Jabari, can you hear Evan? Wait, let me make sure the volume's up. All right, Jabari, can you hear Evan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. So the question is, if you could live in any anime universe, you're not going to be a main character. You're not going to be a side character in the show. You're just yourself in this universe, right?
Wait, and Evan said Dragon Ball?
Yeah, so he can find the Dragon Balls and make anything else come to fruition.
Oh, so no, so Frieza can just blow up his planet, he just dies instantly. Instantly, he doesn't even get to live. Instantly, he's gonna look around like, "Dang up, no, you're gonna be one of those side planets, the planets that no one cares about, that they just use to show that the character's strong."
Jabari, did you hear what Evan said? He was like, "Goku wouldn't allow that."
Yo, he plans Frieza blew up.
Goku has stopped him, bro.
As long as America is like the main planet in the anime. We're not America. As long as Earth is the main planet in the anime, they're going to be on Earth. So Evan is somewhat safe. But
what? But Dragon Ball is Earth? Is that Earth in Dragon Ball Z?
Well, no, look, but listen though, is it during the Buu saga? Because we're all screwed then.
But no, here's my thing, Evan. You said you would choose Dragon Ball so you can collect all the Dragon Balls. But if the Dragon Balls are on another planet and you're not friends with the main cast, like I said, you're not associated with them at all. Like, you're just yourself. You don't really know that the Dragon Balls exist.
Well, we're not that's hypothetical. But we're talking about, like, I already know the knowledge. Like,
okay, you know
like,
what? I'll give you
that. Like, the premise of your question was asking, like...
Okay, you know what? I'll give you that.
Slightly further back. Slightly further back.
So that means that I would have the
universe and everything. No, okay, closer. Closer.
Evan, keep talking. We're trying to find the sweet spot.
Okay, so that means that
I right there. That's good.
Like if you tell me,
No. Jabari was talking to me, so keep going, Evan.
Okay, so like if you were saying like
Let me simplify it.
What universe I would live in?
Let me simplify it. So you are right. I will give you this. I will grant having an understanding of the universe. You have your canonical intelligence of it, right? But my thing is
Wait. What do you mean your canonical intelligence? If he's just random person, because that's like, say, Evan doesn't know about astrophysics. Astrophysics are like, you know, you could argue it's like almost like the Dragon Balls, like this kind of secret knowledge.
Are you trying to bring in like real world stuff into anime?
So
like,
yeah, because you're this equivalent of the Dragon Balls, like this secret knowledge of.
Have to do with Dragon Ball Z,
dude? I'm saying that the people who know about Dragon Ball are a special group. You're not part of that special group.
We're not talking about that. He simply asked like. What universe would you live in?
Okay, let me
get a two-part. So you can't find the Dragon Ball. How would you even know the Dragon Ball existed?
Okay, let me talk.
But that's what
let me make it a two-part question because I didn't make it as clear enough. Or let me clarify it a little bit, okay? Because actually, I agree with Evan and I agree with Jabari, but and that's because like I didn't clarify it enough. So if you could be a part of any anime universe. You are not associated with the main cast at all. You're just like yourself dropped into this universe. You don't know. For example, if you're in Tokyo Ghoul, you don't know that there are ghouls. You know, if you are, well, they knew about ghouls in Tokyo Ghoul, so never mind, I took that back. But if you're in Tokyo Ghoul, you don't know like how you become a ghoul and shit like that. If you're in Attack on Titan, you don't know that like Reiner.
What their names are Titans.
Yeah. Like, and then if you're in Dragon Ball, you don't know about like, Shenron, the Dragon Balls. If you're in Naruto, you don't know that, like, whatever secrets they have amongst, like, the main cast and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, you're just yourself placed into the universe.
Yeah, like,
I should have clarified. That's my bad.
The Hokage. Like, I can know about the Hokage and, like, the.
I mean, you can know about the Hokage because if you're in the village, obviously you're going to know that there are Hokages or whatever. You're just not a part of the main cast.
Like, you're one of the people, Evan. You're going to, like, if you're in Naruto, you're one of those like citizens. You're like, oh, look at Naruto, freaking dude, douchebag. Freaking killed by Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Like you wouldn't know about like all the shit that we know about from watching the anime.
You're literally the background characters.
Okay.
So Which, so would you stay in Dragon Ball or would you change to the anime universe?
I'll probably be in a comedy anime, so I'll probably be in Gintama.
Okay. Okay, see, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Okay, that's a good choice. Yeah. What about you,
Jabari? That's a smart choice. See, I would pick a romantic comedy. Get one of those hottie bodies. Well, why not? What do you mean? They're chilling in those shows. Everyone's having a good time. Even the background characters have their own friend groups. Happy.
Okay. You know what? That's weird. Jabari chose like a, like, I don't want to say a realistic choice, but Jabari chose like a good choice.
Yeah, nothing bad happens in romantic comedies. It's just like
I would choose Attack on Titan.
Okay.
I see. Look, I know I'm going to get eaten and killed.
No, he's not even going to get eaten. He's going to be one of the characters get killed by like fallen rubble. You don't even get to be like.
Do you know how like interesting it would be to be in that universe? And the reason I say that
are you trolling?
No, listen. Yes, it would be scary. Yes, it would be chaotic. Yes, it would be all this crap. No, I'm joking. I really wouldn't choose that. I would choose my favorite anime is Chrono Crusade. I don't know if either of you two know about it.
Nope.
I would choose Chrono Crusade to live in.
Why?
Oh, okay. Now here's the real question. What show would you go to if you could be a side character of the show? Like you're not gonna be the main character because that changes the whole entire show. But you get to be like one of the side characters.
So let me ask you this to make sure that Evan and I both understand, right? Side character. So if we're in Naruto, does it mean like we're Sasuke?
Like you're not going to be Sasuke. Like you're going to be like the equivalent of a new squad that's brought up in a new season.
Okay, wait, Evan, we're going to do this question by question, okay? So just remember your question. Type it down if you need to. Because Jabari actually just asked a good question. And I know you have a good one also.
Like, let's say if it was Naruto, you're one of those, like...
New squad members that, like, you, like, that they bring
you see
in, like,
for the new season.
Four seasons in or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not a part of the main cast. You are associated with them.
Yeah.
But you're, like, a side character.
Like, so almost equivalent. Like, I would say, like, say B. Like, B squad. Not actually B, but, like, his... Whoever those people in his squad were. Like, where they were brought in randomly, even though they were a big part of the story. But they're not like the main cast. They're like these side characters who were brought in for this one particular part.
Honestly, unless I'm Naruto or Sasuke, I'm never going to choose Naruto verse ever. Because no, screw that. Like you could literally be a good ninja, right? So far, and then like you're on a mission, and next thing you know, you come up against ninjas that are 10 times stronger. I'm not fucking doing that. So if I could be a side character, definitely want to be Dragon Ball. Really?
I mean, I guess.
Because you can, because think about it. You can work for Bulma, right, at Capsule Corp, and then you have, like, a bunch of cool capsules and stuff.
Do you know how many times Bulma Corp keeps getting blown up, or at least a part of it? Imagine I'm in the wrong part.
Her city never gets destroyed, bro.
No, I mean, like, the company's property, like, whether it's a building or, like, a spaceship or whatever. Knowing me and my luck, I'm going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's why I can't choose Dragon Ball Verse. Definitely can't choose.
I choose One Piece.
I choose Bleach.
If I was in a battle and like a shonen,
you know what? Bleach is my go-to for everything. That's one of my favorite. Yeah, like because technically the citizens are really safe.
No, but you're not a citizen. You're a side character.
Does Eyes walk around and just eat their souls?
No. Okay, so the reason Jabari. So what I meant by that is like in my like question, like if you could just join any verse, I would choose Bleach. Because 9 times, the citizens are safe for the most part. There are instances, like, where they get fucked up. But for the most part, they are safe. As far as, like, if I was a side character...
Jesus!
If I was a side character, I would not choose Bleach. Because that means... Well, potentially, I could have, like, a good Zanpakuto and, like, a good Bankai. If I can... No, because Bankai is only with captain levels. So I could probably have a good Shikai. Probably choose Bleach. I think that's, like, the safest bet for me. Because I've never watched any rom-coms. You know what? I take that back. I will choose Kotaro Lives Alone. That's a really good show. Nothing bad happens to anybody. So yeah, I would choose that. That's the safe answer.
Wait, I think the safest show, actually, we've been forgetting about it. It's a big show, too. Freaking Pokemon. Nothing happens to anyone. They're chilling in that show. Just playing around.
No, until Mewtwo shows up.
But this only happened once, thankfully.
But let me ask this question. So, like, okay, you're a background character and everything, right? could you choose your family? Like, can you choose, like, what family you're born into? Like,
nope, it's random. Like, completely random.
Like, you're born into the Inazuka clan, so you would have the Fang of Fang technique, or you're born into the Nara clan, you would have the
Shadow. It's a risk that you have to take. You're completely random. So you could be a background Uchiha, and you're just one of the people who just died.
There's background Nara, like, there's background Nara.
What I was about to say is, I will take up Evan's question. I will allow us to be part of the family, but we have to be a distant relative that the main character doesn't know about, or a prominent character doesn't know about.
What do you mean? But then you're going to be a distant Uchiha?
Dude, there's Nara clan members that we don't freaking know.
Because, like, think about it. Like, let's say we're part of the Hyuga clan, right?
Yeah.
We know of Neji and Hinata because of their prominence in the clan, right? But they don't know about us at all. Like, we're like a far distant relative in the clan.
Right.
Well, doesn't that mean that you're choosing to become like a chef or something? Like, there were Uchihas who were just like shop owners.
Yep.
No, you don't want to be born in the Uchiha clan. You're gonna die.
But like, no, that's just like the question that Evan's asking. I would never choose Dragon Ball for this question because all the other Saiyans died. Definitely not choosing Naruto because, again, go on a mission, you're fucking dead. Fuck, bro. I don't know if there's like a good anime that I would want to be a part of.
Pokemon, hello?
Pokemon, yeah, I could do that.
Here's the thing, if you choose One Piece, you could be a background character. You could choose like any power like ever. That's what One Piece powers are, like Devil Fruit powers.
Yeah, but you have to like actually come across the Devil Fruit and eat it. Am I wrong? I only watched like the first few seasons of it.
That's true. That's true.
So like you can be related to Monkey D, right? Monkey D. Luffy. But you don't have a Devil Fruit. So you're just like a regular smuggler guy, which is okay. You know,
I would be pissed. No, I would be even more pissed because like, imagine you're a normal guy and you just see on the news, you just see like someone joining, like walk into your city. They have all these powers. You're just chilling. I would be pissed. I'd be like, why am I born like this? Like, why do I have to be the dude who I'm just a shop owner on a random island. And Luffy just comes in, stretches his arm, just everyone loves him, and he just leaves. And that was just one moment in all life where I get to touch a little bit of, like, godlihood. Just being in his presence.
Your only shining moment is, like, hosting him in your restaurant one time.
Yeah.
What I just thought about, a universe, like, this is a fun answer, not a serious answer, but a fun answer. A fun answer for, like, any verse that I would be in, like, going back to my question. I would actually choose My Hero Academia because I actually want to run the risk of having like a cool quirk or a terrible quirk.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Like, yeah, wait. If your quirk is like you can grow your fingernails at an accelerated rate, like Meg from that one Family Guy episode, I would be pissed, but I would make most.
True Family Guy.
That's not the point of the question.
Hold on. Why do you hate Family Guy?
It's not funny. That's why I hate it. It's not fun. No. It's just a bunch of toilet humor. For the lowest common denominator.
Tell me you're not a Simpsons fan.
Of course I'm a Simpsons fan.
Okay, let me go wash some dishes. I'm still going to be
here. I don't want to hear anything
from you. What do you mean? Simpsons is good. Everyone thinks of Simpsons because they only watch like the first 2 seconds of it, like randomly because it's on like Fox at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.
So my dad, he actually watches Simpsons. He watches Family Guy. He watches American Dad, like all those shows, like literally everything within that realm, right? He watches all of them. So like growing up, like that's how I know Family Guy, that's how I know The Simpsons and all that stuff. So like I watched them with him. Am I going to say I watched every season? No, because I'm not going to lie. But Simpsons could not keep my attention.
Interest.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you need to, like, that's why Family Guy, people like Family Guy, because you can watch it for 2 seconds and it'll have a joke where it's funny, but it's not like it's meant for like just a good laugh for 1 second because he trips and falls down the stairs. Okay, that's funny, but that's not like something you go like, oh my gosh, did you hear about the Family Guy episode where he tripped and fall down the stairs? Like, there's nothing more to it other than falling down the stairs. So it's funny.
I would give you that. But
meanwhile, South Park, or I would even say South Park. South Park, the whole episode in collection is funny. In this Simpsons, the whole episode in collection is fun.
This is what I will say, Jabari. With what was I going to say? with Family Guy, there are actually a lot of like episodes where people are like, now I will give you this. In Family Guy, there is not a cohesion throughout most episodes. Like, there are a few select episodes that, like, the entire episode is, like, one collective, like, it makes sense as, like, a unit, right? And, but most of their episodes are, like, there are different segments of it that are not related to the entire episode overall, if that makes sense. I will give you that. However, there are many moments where people are, like, you remember this episode? You remember that one episode of Family Guy where this happened? Where this
But like don't you see what you're saying? Where it's like where this happened? Like it's not about the episode, but it's about that particular joke. But Simpsons, it's difficult to say. Do you like this episode where just this happened? Because it's the whole episode that was good. Like there were parts of the episode that are like, okay, that was a really, really good like joke or really touching moment. But it's the whole. You need to watch the whole.
Yeah, we can hear you, Evan.
To feel it.
But I will say this. I will give you that about South Park. I'll give you that about The Simpsons and everything. I will say this. South Park, I did watch it for a long time. I don't know why I stopped watching it. Can't remember. But the South Park is a good show.
Well, South Park's funny. South Park's however, funny.
The Simpsons just cannot keep my attention. And yes, I am.
I will say that has, like, Simpsons is not as funny in a way as, say, South Park. Like, South Park is just straight up funny humor. But Simpsons, I say the magic of Simpsons is that it is, even though people say for the first two seasons, I will say until the 20th season. Every season was solid. It's a solid season. Like where it's just like each episode is original and funny. I won't say it's the funniest, but there are good moments.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
And it's like
you were about to say, Evan. You were about to say something about Jabari being a Simpsons. I mean, you can tell he's a South Park fan. What were you going to say?
Well, he already had like went into the South Park rant. So I was about to say like, just how I know you're a South Park. Park fan, and he already said it. So it was already.
Oh,
God. Already makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, South Park's funny. South Park's South Park is the closest to Family Guy, but actually still has the cohesion of The Simpsons. South Park is a nice middle ground.
But here's the thing: Family Guy is so successful to the point where they don't necessarily need to have that cohesion.
But I think the reason they're successful is because of that no cohesion. Like you can turn on Family Guy and just laugh.
Yeah. So with that being said, that makes Family Guy a good show. If we can literally. Do that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a good show. I would say it's a successful show. Let's say Simps or Marvel. Marvel aren't particularly good movies. They have good movies, but I wouldn't say as a whole, Marvel's movies aren't good. They're just successful.
I don't know. Thor 2 was really good.
No. Thor was only good at Ragnarok. I don't know what the heck they were doing thinking with those every other Thor, literally every, even the newest Thor, because I stopped watching Marvel of course after Endgame because I thought that was a perfect ending and any other movie afterward is just like
me fringe. Too. I don't watch Marvel movies anymore,
but my mom was watching Thor the newest Thor like in the living room and you know I just happened to like look I think I was on my phone but I was like looking up every so often. And that was so bad. It was so freaking bad.
Thor Ragnarok is bad?
No, not Thor Ragnarok. Whatever the newest Thor.
Oh, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, that was so bad.
Yeah, I didn't even watch like, that one. And Thor is like one of my top favorite Marvel characters. I just can't watch the movies anymore. Because, now this is me speaking with bias. Thor 1 is a good movie. That's me speaking with bias because I love
Thor. Ooh.
I'm admitting that it's biased, Jabari. I'm not. I know it's not really good.
Even with bias.
The second one was the worst.
Yeah.
I will say that the second one was the worst.
I don't remember anything about the second one, which is crazy.
The second one was about that girl. I mean, anytime they bring in the girl, that's the problem. Anytime they bring in his love interest, Thor turns trash.
Now I will say this: I'm glad they bring in Natalie Portman, but the way they like wrote the whole thing is terrible. I just love Natalie Portman.
Honestly, Thor made me hate her. Anytime I see her, I'm like, they need to get her off this movie or show. Jedi. And she was not, she was in Star Wars, right? She was, whatever her name was. So sad. So sad.
You know what's crazy? Jabari, you are arguably the biggest hater I've ever met.
I think that's false, but, go on.
You hate a lot, man.
I am an objective thinker. I am an objective thinker. I can't help that, I think differently than the common man. I'm a main character. I am Naruto. So I can't help it.
Lori, your favorite character in Naruto is Kiba.
Man, they ruined that character so bad. He used to be kind of cool. And after that fight, after he got his butt handled by Naruto, literally, they just he turned back into a background character. That fart, the way he won, Naruto won, that humiliated him enough where he devolved into nothingness. Like, imagine losing a fight by someone farting. You know, Naruto was about to lose that fight too.
Imagine if we all, like, got rights to create our own anime. Do you know how chaotic that, like, all three of us as a collective creating one anime? You know how ridiculous, like, one, how ridiculous the anime would be, and two, like, how long it would take us to, like, create episodes? Because, like, we would be, like, butting heads so much along the entire process, mainly Evan and Jabari, like, mainly you two.
We'll be butting heads. Yo, I would just want the show to not be predictable. That's all I would want. I know everyone would be like, oh, we should make the main character use his spirit blast and kill the character. And I'm like, no.
I would say that. I know that for a fact.
And then I would just be like, no, we should make the character die. And you're like, oh, you can't kill the main character. I'm like, oh, yes, we can. You know, and then you see me write it down on the script.
I would actually want to kill a main character.
But then we can't kill the main character too much, because Game of Thrones kind of like did that trope a little too much.
Yeah, that is true. I can't remember what other show did it.
Walking Dead.
Huh?
Walking Dead.
They didn't kill Rick. He just left.
I never watched that show, but I thought they also killed characters all the time.
No, they did kill characters. They killed Shane. He was a prominent character in season one. They killed him in season two. They killed Carl, which is the main character's son. Carl. Like, they did kill a lot of characters, but like the main character Rick, he didn't die. They just like, pretty much he left the show because the guy who plays Carl, he got fired from the show. So he left because of that, like, to take a stand. However, like, in the show itself, he was just like really wounded and somebody just like saved his life. That's all. And they just like took him off screen. So, but there is a show, I can't remember what show actually did kill off the main character. But I think that's like a ballsy move and I actually like it a lot. I will say this, Evan would have some really cool character designs.
I do know for a fact, our show would be funny.
No, it really
would
be.
That show would be funny.
Evan.
Yes?
If me, you, and Jabari were to create an anime, what would you want to name it? Like, what's a possible name you would give? Or a possible
like,
name you suggest?
What powers would we have? Like, do we go to a certain school?
You know what? This is actually, this would probably be good for the podcast. Let's actually talk about if we were to create an anime, how it would be.
Like,
honestly?
Huh?
I would want, I mean, this is, I think this is an idea that's been thrown around a couple times before. But
because,
I think a genius idea.
Like, if it's a martial arts based, or like we're dueling like samurais, I think we should call it like maybe Mile High Temple or something like that.
Mm-mm. I think the greatest idea for a show, someone's about to take this, is to have it where the main character is the background character.
That'd be pretty fun.
And he's working his way up into main character. Like, you could, like, it, let's say for almost half of the whole show, he's a freaking background character. He's pissed about it, too. Like, people messing up his freaking line. People fighting.
You wanted to make, like, a comedy?
I think it would have to be a comedy. I don't like the super serious animes. Because I don't know. It just seemed... the super serious animes are kind of a little too edgy. Like, it's literally just blood, blood, blood. That's how they make it edgy.
But, like, the difference between super serious animes now versus ours is we could actually control how it's supposed to go.
By the way, this steam oven is actually working. That's insane. I don't know how this works.
You know what you should get instead? An air fryer. Or an air fryer.
Do I look like I have air fryer money? Huh?
Dude.
Do I look like I have air fryer money?
You were talking about investing about $100 into promoting the podcast. An air fryer can cost anywhere between like $40 to $80. I paid $70 for mine.
Maybe I'll get an air fryer? They're that cheap.
I do want to, because I already have an air fryer, I want an air fryer oven. I wonder how cool that would be.
So I have one. Well, when I say I, my parents have one. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's not as insane as you would think it is. It's literally just an oven with a fan, basically.
Mmm.
Like, most of them, because they're basically just, I forgot what they're called, like convection ovens or something? Like, they're just ovens with a fan, because that's what an air fryer is that it just blows the heat around. But the one in my parents' house has a, like, when you do the air fryer, ever so often, it will, like, do these flames, like, at the top. Instead of just using the oven, it'll have its own little flames to, like, cook it, like I guess, sear it or whatever. It'll do, like, every 5 minutes. So I do use it, but, I mean, it's okay. I like it, I guess. But I think the magic of the actual, just regular air fryer is the fact that it's small.
Yeah, it's very compact, and, like, it cooks fairly quickly. So let me ask you guys this. Being that you're outside of, you know, hometown and all that shit. Wait, because you were both born in this area, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn, Evan screamed yes. Okay, so being that you two were born in this area, how does it feel actually living outside of your hometown? Because Evan and I were actually talking about this the other day. So Jabari, before you answer, I told Evan I personally cannot relate to you two on it because I've never lived outside of my hometown. I mean, actually, I technically have. My hometown is Louisville, Kentucky. But I consider that my hometown, but I've been here for 16 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, it's, but I think there are two things. Because one, like, say with Evan's scenario, at least everything's familiar. So I think for Evan's scenario, the hardest thing is just making friends. Because now he has to make friends all over again. And you know, making friends for the first time. Yeah. But I think the hardest part of the acclimation is the friend part. Because now every person that you're going to, unless you call people, every person that you're going to talk to is new. So you got to get used to the whole making friends scenario all over again. But then when you're outside, like say for my scenario, the hardest thing is of course the making friends thing. And then getting used to how everything freaking works. Because everything's different. It's like, even if stuff are the same, it's like subtle differences. But beyond that,
yeah, there is a big difference because, you know, in Chesapeake, you gotta drive everywhere and Hampton Roads. Here, a lot of things you can walk to, so that's different. Everything, if you don't have a car, usually people take the metro or the train, and it's not very expensive. Or the train either. Like, I was told there's under $20 to take the metro to New York. From DC. So
what the heck was that?
It's a very interesting. Huh? Oh, okay. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like that part. Well, of course, you know, anytime you go somewhere new, you're gonna have to talk to new people. I mean, I've never been a person that's been scared to talk to new people. I mean, I'm an introverted guy. I like to keep to myself, but that doesn't mean I'm not social. But yeah, it's pretty fun.
I will
just
say
just parking sucks. Just parking sucks here. I do prefer that back home.
One commonality that you both have, which is pretty cool, is public transportation. Jabari,
no, I love public transportation.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's like really
there's,
cool.
I love public transportation, but I hate, which is different because it's not going to be like that in America. But I hate how freaking crowded it is. I hate. the crowds here so much. It's just too crowded.
When it comes to DC, like certain areas can get pretty crowded. Like down like the mall area, that was packed one day, and sometimes the traffic at certain, you know, rush hour traffic.
You just don't even know. You just really don't bad. Even know. You should see the Hong Kong packed. Oh my god.
Did you see anybody get like a road rage in Hong Kong?
All the time. I mean, it's a typical of the city, though. Like, you know, like probably New York's the same way. Like, where people honk if you stop the car for a second.
Yeah.
And they just keep honking.
There's no space to turn or do anything. If I just make a turn and they still.
I would never want to drive in this city. Never.
Yeah.
It's just too chaotic. Cons.
It's so many more cons than pros to drive in a city. Like, it's
yeah, and then also the roads are thinner. Like, say in Chesapeake, you know, the roads are so wide and nice. You know, the people who are crashing are just insane. But here,
yes,
the roads are so thin. Like, I'm like, I don't know how, like, say the buses are turning in these thin roads. Because I could barely even turn in, like, a little commuter vehicle if I was here.
For sure. Like, Deontay, I don't know if you ever, like, lived in a city. Well, how is Kentucky like? So, I don't know. Like, is it comparable to Hampton Roads? Or, like, what's it like?
What do you think? What do you think when you think Kentucky?
I said, well, I don't understand how Kentucky was like. I mean,
I already know what Kentucky was like. The fact that they have a Kentucky Derby, I already know what Kentucky was like.
Yeah, what is Kentucky like before?
Because I only know two people from Kentucky. You and Muhammad Ali.
Hold on, I want to hear what Jabari has to say. Jabari, what was Kentucky like?
I think we're going to lose all of our Kentucky viewers if I say anything.
Hey, you're about to lose all your Kentucky participants also, but continue.
All I'm saying is, if your state is called Kentucky, there's only so much you can imagine, you know?
Such as?
So when I think of Kentucky, I think of, like, you know, forest and people living in log cabins. There's rivers.
I thought that's Illinois.
That's actually so true.
Really?
Yeah. And now I'm from the city part of Kentucky, so there's none of that there. But even if you drive like 45 minutes from my hometown, you will easily see that.
Log cabins and all that. It's like, what other states are near Kentucky?
Is it Virginia? Tennessee?
Yeah. Like if you go up or down.
Tennessee,
like,
Ohio.
Wait, doesn't Virginia technically border Kentucky?
Yeah, technically Virginia too.
Yeah.
Dang, Evan doesn't know his geography. Dang.
I do. I asked.
Fake American. Fake American.
Kentucky is the average American. The average American doesn't, like, is geographically illiterate. I am definitely geographically illiterate, just except for, like, my.
I mean, I remember someone said some type of state or country in Europe. I didn't even know where the heck that country was. I forgot what country they said. Like, I was like, that's insane.
Jabari, are you familiar with Borat, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched the movies, but I'm familiar.
What's that country that always says he's from?
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
I have a friend from Uzbekistan. I always use Uzbekistan as my default country because it has such a funny name, Uzbekistan. And then, lo and behold, now we have a friend from Uzbekistan.
The only reason I know about Kazakhstan is because I actually have a friend who's from there. She's adopted, but she's from Kazakhstan. I was like, because I asked her where she's from, and she was like, the same place as Borat. And I was like, I've never seen any iteration of Borat before. Like, I've never watched a feature. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, so Kazakhstan, that's the only thing I'm going to remember from this.
Yeah, we're right, bro. It's like, and it's actually like a kind of like, I don't know, weird kind of country. Like, they have, like, some rich population there.
Hold on, Evan. Make sure you choose your words carefully before you say it's weird.
Isn't that every country? Every country has, like, this rich community.
Yeah. It's like, where, you know, I can't really think of the word, but it's,
Our rich community is the Kardashians.
Yeah, our work community is
what?
Kardashian.
No one cares about the Kardashian anymore. Kardashians are on the way out now.
this is a very strange way to put it. Like, they're so unique. Like, I love their country. It's
why don't you move there, Evan? Why don't you move there right now?
Yeah.
No. Move. Move right now.
Like, it's a strange and a good way.
You hear a knock on Evan's door?
Imagine Evan, like, goes there, and they're like, go back to where it came from. And he just, like,
oh, no, they're not big fans of Black people. No.
Wait, what do you say, that? Evan?
So they're not very, very, very big fans of Black people there.
I don't think any country is. Yeah, I mean, what countries are, actually?
Thailand.
I mean, it's starting to, like, I think Asia in general, because of, like...
Thailand, at least.
Yeah, because of freaking NBA and rapping, because everyone wants to seem urban and cool. Now Black is and Africans are taking advantage of that. They're taking full advantage because there's no Black Americans. So the Africans in those countries, what?
Tell Evan about that girl who said like that she likes Black dudes or whatever, and like who she was actually talking to the whole time.
Oh, so there is this girl who I was talking to, and she was like, "Oh, you're one of the first Black people I've ever talked to. You know, I've been friends with." And I was like, oh, well, me thinking, I'm like, oh, that guy's probably African, so they're not really Black. So I told her that. I was like, yeah, but, you know, they're not really Black. Africans are different, which they are. And I will defend that till the end of the earth. They are different, and they are nowhere near the same as us.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, of course.
Then she was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, huh. The way she's describing this guy is kind of weird. So I was like, okay, let me see this guy. And she shows me a picture, and this guy has, like, straight Black hair. His skin is like, is it pale brown, but it's not like a Black person brown. It's like a more, like, it's a, I don't know what type, it's like a tan brown. I don't know what, like, it's a different tone of brown. I'm like, what the heck is this dude? So I'm like, this guy's not Black. I'm like, this guy, his facial structure is not Africanized at all. His lips all thin, his nose pointy. Like, this guy's not Black. So I'm telling her, like, this guy's not Black. She's like, no, I always thought he was Black, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, what the heck? So I'm looking through all his pictures. I'm like, this just can't be. I'm breaking my mind trying to see some form of, like, Africanized feature in him. And I just can't see it. Every picture, I just can't see it. I'm like, I'm trying to break my brain, just trying so hard. Because I know there are mixed people who sometimes look really white. But this guy didn't even look white. So I'm like, what the heck is he? And then I look on his profile, the description, and I see he has a Bangladesh flag. This dude's freaking like Indian. I'm like, I cannot believe she thought an Indian dude, well, okay, Bangladesh and India are different countries or whatever, but you know what I mean. Whatever, Indian subcontinent, whatever you call that ethnicity. She thought that was Black. I'm like, I can't believe it. These people really have not, like, met that many Black people where they think an Indian dude is Black. Because this dude, like, after I saw that, I was like, it makes sense. This dude's literally Indian. That's why I couldn't see any Black in him. He was literally Indian. Or Bangladeshi, or whatever you call it.
Evan, how would you react in that scenario?
What is the most important parts of it? And what scenario?
What?
In what scenario? I said, what were you?
What was the story?
Okay, say it one more time.
Oh, my. I'm not repeating that. That, I guess that's the end of it. I guess that's the end of it. Oh, damn.
All right, Evan, long story short.
Oh, yeah. I would just inform her. I would just be like, well, honey, this is a.
Honey,
we come in very different shades and sizes, and we don't look like that.
The fact that Evan would have hit her with the honey,
yeah,
that shit is hilarious.
Yeah,
but what's crazy? Though. That's why I wonder though, is that there are three scenarios. One, she just for some reason thought that this guy was Black, and she just never met a Black person. And so
truth
basically,
told,
she just
can you blame her?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Okay, never mind.
Because you see a rapper or a football player or a basketball player or whatever, because she obviously has an interest in American culture. Indians don't look like us at all, at all. The fact that their hair is straight is enough. That should just end it right there. When you see a person with straight hair, you're like, oh, that, I don't think that guy's Black. Anyway, there's that scenario. The second scenario is that he told her that he was black.
Oh,
yeah. Because he was trying to get, yeah, so where he was trying to get some, like, you know, some good points because, you know, attractive girl. So maybe he's like, and he's noticed that she's into American culture. So it's potentially, he was like, oh, let me get some good points on her by saying I'm black instead of saying Indian, because, you know, so I could see that being a scenario. The third scenario, I don't think there's a third scenario. I'm just going to cut that out. There's only those two scenarios.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
That is actually wild. Because at the end of the day, there's people out here appropriating our culture and our heritage.
I would say, honestly, even Africans do it. Africans appropriate black culture so hard. They take advantage of it so hard. It's almost the equivalent of, say, because Japan and Korea is all butt-loved. Imagine someone from the Philippines, like, going to America and saying, oh, yeah, I'm Korean. Because, let's say he goes like to me? Kentucky.
Okay.
Why are you roasting Kentucky so much? Where Kentucky do to you, Jabari?
What? They created me.
I was talking to someone about that, actually, because another person, because apparently the only people who talk to me are people who are butt-loving American culture kind of thing. They love American culture, and they love black culture. So then these Africans, because they look black, kind of, but they're not American. But they will, you know, these people don't know the difference. So they'll just see black guy, tall black guy, and be like, oh, wow, this guy must be a basketball player, or maybe he's a rapper, just like the ones I see on TV. And the Africans, they're just chilling. They're probably banging a new girl every single other day.
And meanwhile, here's us.
Because I see all these stories out here where these girls are getting their heart broken or whatever by this random freaking Nigerian dude who, you know, just taking advantage of the thing. Where I'm like, this dude, it's not even attractive. That's the crazy part. The dude's not even attractive, but he's, you know, he's African. So he looks black. So they're like, oh, wow, this guy's going to be cool. Africans don't even do the head nod. They don't even do the head nod. That's the thing that also, like, I'll see some guy who's black, and, you know, I'll do the little head nod just to be like, hey, sup, I see you. And he'll just look at me like I'm crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't think they're used to it. But this is my theory. Because African people are surrounded by other black people, they don't know what it's like to not be around other black people. Like, say, in America, you know, we're a minority. Like, even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but we're a minority, and we were taken advantage of for 300 years, probably longer, because even throughout the 1900s, we were screwed over.
400 years to me sounds like a choice.
Anyway, we were taken advantage of and screwed over all the way until the present. And, you know, that kind of culture sticks with us and has changed us into different type of people. But Africans, yeah, you know, they just dealt with colonialism. But in general, you know, everyone who's in Africa is black, or is African. Everyone who, like, the governors, even if they're corrupt, they are of the same genetic identity. So when they go to Hong Kong and they see a random person of, you know, dark skin, Africanized features do a head nod, they're like, what the heck is wrong with you? What is it? Because they don't understand the impact. Because to me, I'm like, wow, there's another black person in this country. I, you know, that's super rare. You know, I feel a connection to it. Them, so I'm going to, you know.
They're like, why is this nigga hypnotic to me? This nigga. Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. Africans are hilarious. Like,
they are.
Have you ever heard a very angry African dad to his children? What are you doing?
I see those TikToks. I will give you the most fantastic slur of your life.
What is the matter with you, my child?
What is the matter with you?
Right. Sound just like Mufasa.
But no, I won't forgive them ever. They screwed us over. They sent us here, or to America, to get inflamed.
Out of all of them, Nigerians. Nigerians are the best.
I say Nigerians are pretty chill, but screw them too.
Honestly, I agree with Jabari. They sent us here. Screw them.
Yeah, they sent us. They were smiling when they were selling us. They're like, oh, yeah, just take those ones. You know, how much money are we getting? Oh, 400 gold? Okay, take a couple more.
Have fun. You said Nigerians are the worst?
No, they're all bad. They sold us. for a discount too. They deserve their colonialism.
What's sad is that we only had one class together in all of high school, all three of us.
Yeah.
You and I both had Algebra 2 in English.
Yeah.
Algebra 2 was a fun class.
Oh, you mean all of us together?
Yeah, all of us together.
Oh, yeah.
Evan, you
Bari and I had orchestra and English together. I think we did. We have one other class.
Nope, it was just orchestra and English.
Yeah, I know. Me and you had the Siemens also.
Yeah, no. You and Jabari had orchestra though.
Yeah,
that's technically a class.
Yeah.
What do you mean technically? It is a class. Hello.
It is a class.
I mean, all y'all really did was hang out, honestly. Go to New York. And go on field trips.
I mean, to be honest, yeah, that's the only reason. That's the reason most people stuck around, is because we were the only class that had field trips.
Yeah, and y'all played crappy when y'all went, like, out of state. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Why would y'all get rewarded with going to New York when y'all played crappy?
No. We did competitions, and then when you win enough competitions, that's your reward, is to go to New York and play. So that was, we weren't really playing for anything. It's just, that was like our trophy, basically. Get to play. What do you mean? That makes sense.
No, it's bullshit because we were all in the group chat together and I see you all in fucking New York having fun and I'm still in class.
Should've joined orchestra. You should've knew ahead of time. You should've knew that strategy. Man. Not only are we the only class that got field trips, we also have bonus points for our GPA. Like, I think we got plus 0.5. On our GPA. No matter what, we get plus 0.5.
That's what I needed to get the golden sash whenever we graduate. That pissed me off, bro.
You could've joined anytime you wanted.
Yeah, I could. You know what's crazy? Y'all know how much I love music, right? And
yeah.
I'm the only child of my parents collectively that they did not force to take a music class.
Wow.
And look at me now, you know? It's crazy.
Wait, then what made you not join one yourself? It's the fact that they didn't join.
Honestly, the reason I didn't join them myself, I was just having so much fun, like, with people in my class. That's it, you know? I didn't, because although I loved music, around the time I was a metalhead, I didn't fully get into classical music. I didn't really want to play violin at the time or anything like that. Unless it was like metal, I didn't really want to be a part of it. So it was like my fault. All in all, but it's just crazy, like how my parent—I'm the only child of my parents who did not get forced to do something musically. But I am the only child that's a musician. That part is just crazy to me.
One thing I heard. Oh wait, man! I'll say this after I freaking take this chicken out. Woo! Crap! I don't have oven mitts.
Use a towel.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm scared.
No, you're good. Just fold the towel up densely like 4 times and you'll be good.
That's what I'm doing. I'm still scared.
No, I do that all the time when I don't feel like getting on my oven mitt. So I promise you're good. Imagine I say that and Jabari just burns his hand.
Exactly.
Woo! Man, it's hot.
Ouch. Oh, yeah, it's still going to be hot.
Dang it. I need more freaking towels. That hurt.
Or he has Michael Monkey.
I didn't know we were racist here. Wow.
Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, I have to give my first guitar lesson.
That's the day. That's the day it all ends.
No. No.
You know, Evan.
Yep. Evan, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. That's what's going to happen.
He's 100% wrong.
Hey, you're going to hear Deontay's going, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I'm just going to see a picture with him in Parsi, and I'm going to be like,
don't
okay,
you mean
well, give me my ticket.
Don't you mean Parsi?
Yeah, Parsi, excuse me.
I'm going to text you guys, so. What's new, guys? Y'all going to be like, nothing's new, blah, blah, blah. Evan's going to be talking about his classes. What about you, Deontay? So I'm single. That's new.
Yeah. I already know what happened, so you don't have to say anything else.
Jabari's not going to talk to me for like months.
I was like, bro, Why?
What the heck happened to Jabari's audio?
I'm trying to clean this oven.
Don't burn yourself.
Evan, you know what's crazy?
What?
Jabari got really pissed with me because when he put up a post about him finally buying curtains, he called them blinds, and I corrected him, and he posted it, right? And then after he posted it, so many other people started correcting him and calling them curtains also. And that's when he decided to put a lot of different images of our text messages, doctored images of our text messages up.
They weren't doctored at all. Of all, those were the reals. They were doctored. They were not doctored at all. Those were real text messages. But as proof, all I did was go to our group chats and search up cheeks, butt, gay, and I forgot what the other thing I searched up on our group chats. And, you know, I just saw dozens of examples, and I just started screenshotting.
I mean, you see how grimy that is?
Yeah.
You would never do that to me.
Yeah, no, it is pretty grimy. Just so you can...
You know what? I'll do it again. I'll do it right now.
No, I
think I'm going to do two now, because you thought I forgot. I remember I needed to send another one because of what you did earlier.
You already did put one up there.
No, that was for what you sent me on Instagram. And then you did something in our podcast.
Jabari, I'm sorry. I just don't want
P.O.
to think that, you know, I'm...
Wow, P.O. Pipano.
You didn't want to correct Parsi's name. You didn't want to correct Parsi's name, but you want to correct her.
Who?
Eight.